Today's contest obviously is a little bit of an empty feeling. You go out there today, you know, expecting to win, and we got halfway there. So the performance was clearly not the standard we were looking for, but you know, we're a football team that's playing through some peaks and valleys.
I mean, we want to come out with a W. We certainly don't want to lose the game. It's just tie the game. It's just you're kind of stuck in limbo. Kind of don't really. I don't know. It's weird.
It's definitely the oddest game I've ever played in. I played a triple overtime game my senior year in college. So this is definitely just, I don't know how to take it.
I think everybody in here would say that it feels like a loss. Didn't get it done. We needed a win. I think everybody knows that. This thing isn't over. You know, this is a tough team. This is too talented of a team, too good of a team to be where we're at right now. And we just have to get on a roll.
I thought Matt Flynn coming in gave us a spark on offense that we needed. We transitioned in some no-huddle that, frankly, we haven't worked on in a number of weeks. So just the configuration of getting Matt in and out of the huddle and doing things at the line of scrimmage where our offense was able to press our defense gave us a spark there.
Offense was coming off the field, and I was just walking back to the huddle to look at the cards, and Aaron came up and said, get loose, you might be going in. And so I just started getting warm, and then Tom Clements, OC, came up and said, when we get the ball back, it's yours. So
yeah, I mean, he stepped in and played really well. It was like he never left, So have a lot of, I think Scotty was playing well too. It's just like Coach said, I guess he was looking for a spark, and I think Flynn got that for us.
Felt great. It was a warm welcome from the fans, and this place has always felt like my first home, and it was just comfortable to be out there.
Team did a heck of a job fighting through it. Had the momentum there in the overtime. Wish we'd have been able to stick it in down there on that opening drive.
We held our fort coming in the fourth quarter. I mean, defensively, we needed a stop. We were able to get that, and I think the offense pushed the ball down the field. They were able to get the field goal, and it put us in a position to be, to tie the game. And I think that, like I said, you want to get the win, but I mean, at least you know that you have something fighting for. We created momentum, and we were able to carry that momentum.
We still feel that our destiny is ahead of us. So, with that said, we just got to keep working. Hopefully, this turn around and turn around soon. So.
The good things will rise throughout our preparation to get ready for this week. We're going into a loud stadium, different type of football team. So, we need to improve.
That's good. Get this taste out of our mouth quick. Looking forward to getting out of here and going and playing at Detroit.
I like that feeling. I'm mad and I'm ready to play.
We got to figure out how to win some games. Obviously we can't sit there and count on other people to help us out. So I don't know. I mean, it's great that we know we still have a chance. We need to, but we don't have a chance if we don't come out and start playing better. Defensively for sure. So. We got a big test Thursday, so we're. I think it's good to have this short week. Guys seem to be pretty healthy. Who knows? But I think we'll be hopefully come out guns blazing Thursday on Thanksgiving.
But I have great confidence in this group. This group, I get to work with them every day. This is a real bunch of guys. They got a lot of high character, and no one's quite happy about what's going on in the past. But hey, it's like I told them in the locker room, we need to flip the page.